This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. After days of delays, the UN Security Council passed a resolution on aid to Gaza.
It's a watered-down resolution calling for speeding up aid deliveries to Gaza civilians.
We must find a path forward to end the misery.
But the resolution does not include the original call for also suspending hostilities between Israel and Hamas. The U.S. and Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield had vetoed that, saying it would only embolden Hamas. That led to days of high-level talks over how to avoid another veto. The U.S. today joined Russia in abstaining, allowing the resolution to pass 13-0. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Friday that the way Israel is conducting its military operation in Gaza is creating massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid inside the Palestinian enclave of 2.3 million people.
The real problem is that the way Israel is conducting this offensive is creating massive obstacles to the distribution of humanitarian aid inside Gaza. An effective aid operation in Gaza requires security, staff who can work in safety, logistical capacity, and the resumption of commercial activity. These four elements do not exist.
He also urged Israeli authorities to lift restrictions on commercial activity immediately, and minutes before that presser, the United Nations Security Council approved the toned-down bid to boost the humanitarian aid to Gaza Strip and called for urgent steps to create conditions to sustainable cessation of hostilities. This is VOA News. Video reveals authorities knew the man who shot and killed 18 people in Lewiston, Maine, was a threat, but felt confronting him was unsafe.
The video, released to the Portland Press Herald and sent to the AP, documents a call a month before the shooting between Sheriff Sergeant Aaron Schofield and Army Reserve Captain Jeremy Reamer. Reamer said Robert Card was hospitalized in July after exhibiting erratic behavior while training. He still had access to weapons and had threatened to shoot up an Army Reserve Center.
I don't think this is going to get any better.
Schofield was following up about the potential threat posed by Card.
There's a process that we're supposed to go through to seize their weapons if they are deemed a danger to themselves or others. So that, you know, that obviously is a hurdle we have to deal with. But at the same time, we don't want to throw a stick of dynamite into a pool of gas either and make things worse.
A month later, Card carried out the attacks at a bowling alley and a restaurant in Lewiston. He was found dead 2 days later of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. I'm Ed Donahue.
Czech police continue investigating why a student went on a days-long violent rampage, culminating in a shooting at the university he attended in Prague that left 14 people dead and dozens wounded. Investigators believe the gunman in Thursday's mass shooting at Charles University also killed his own father earlier in the day and another man and a baby last week. Residents, meanwhile, keep grappling with the nation's worst mass shooting in the heart of the historic capital city. Political leaders, students, friends of the victims, and others have been lighting candles outside the school. Police say the gunman killed himself as officers approached the Czech government declared Saturday a national day of mourning. The U.S. Supreme Court says no to a quick ruling on former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hempen with more.
The High Court says it won't immediately take up a plea by Special Counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. That means the issue will be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. That court has indicated it will decide the case quickly. Special Counsel Smith warned that even a quick appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. Mike Hempen, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that's voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.